Chapter 10. Rarity's Vision.
Howdy, Journal. Every pony is getting on my last nerve. I thought Fluttershy had developed a backbone by now, but boy, was I wrong. Let's just say that if you want some pony who will spend all morning letting baby squirrels walk all over her instead of helping out a friend, Fluttershy is your gal. If you want my honest opinion, I wish she would have just stayed at home. Applejack slammed the journal shut and headed downstairs to get back to work. She ought to go check on Rarity's progress with the new Sweet Apple Acres Cider Booth Signs paint job. When Applejack had gone over the list of tasks that morning, Rarity had jumped at the chance to work on it. Applejack figured it was bound to be good, considering Rarity had such an eye for design. She couldn't buck a tree to save her hide, but that pony could make anything look mighty nice. When she arrived at the front gate, there was a big piece of shimmery purple fabric covering the sign, and no Rarity in sight. Where had that pony gone off to now? Rarity! Applejack called out. She thought she heard the sound of hooves behind her, so she turned around. But there was no pony there. Very strange.
Rarity! Apple Bloom! Applejack trotted toward the house. Come on out and show me the new sign!
The door swung open, and Rarity trotted out. Sorry, darling. Granny Smith was just showing me how to get paint out of satin. It would have been tragic if I'd let it dry. This ensemble would have been ruined! Can you imagine anything worse?
Just barely,
said Applejack, picturing Blue Ribbon frowning at her and telling her she'd lost the award. Rarity was so ridiculous. What kind of pony would wear a fancy outfit to help their friend on a farm? A pony who didn't plan on doing any work at all. That's who. Applejack was about to say something mean, but she bit her tongue.
Sure glad you didn't have to go through that, she said instead.
You have no idea, said Rarity, completely missing the sarcasm in Applejack's voice. She flipped her mane back elegantly. I'm just glad I was able to finish the sign before the incident. Do you want to see it?
Course I do,
Applejack smiled. Maybe she was jumping to conclusions a little too much. Rarity hadn't let her down at all. Everything appeared to be peachy keen. Well, everything other than Rarity's outfit. But that wasn't any of Applejack's worry.
Ugh, Journal.
Rarity is just as bad as the rest of them. When she finally got around to showing me the Sweet Apple Acres Cider Booth sign, I couldn't believe what I saw. It was all glittery and nothing like I'd asked for. Maybe if she spent less time thinking about her precious outfits and more time paying attention to what her friends actually like, she'd have noticed that I hate all that frilly filly stuff. But now time is running out, so I can't even fix it.
Blue Ribbon will be here to judge Sweet Apple Acres tomorrow. I guess my fate is in his hooves. At least I almost finished bucking all the trees.